Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. So excited that you're going to spend some time with me today and hear the Word of God and be prayed for. And my hope in this podcast is that you will learn the power of praying Scripture, of reading it and then praying it back to the Lord. It's an extremely powerful practice, and it will transform your life. I know that as I've been doing this for you for now starting on year three, it has transformed my life, and so my prayer is that it also transforms yours. We are in Matthew chapter 15, verses 21 through 28 in the CEB, the Common English Bible, and it says this. From there, Jesus went to the regions of Tyre and Sidon. A Canaanite woman from these territories came out and shouted, "Show mercy! Show me mercy, son of David! My daughter is suffering terribly from demon possession." But he didn't respond to her at all. His disciples came and urged him, "Send her away. She keeps shouting after us." Jesus replied, "I have been sent only to the lost sheep, the people of Israel." But she knelt before him and said, "Lord, help me." He replied, "It is not good to take the children's bread and toss it to dogs." She said, "Yes, Lord, but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall off their master's table." Jesus answered, "Woman, you have great faith. It will be just as you wish." And right then, her daughter was healed. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, on the surface, this story feels really mean, and it doesn't make a lot of sense until I studied it deeply and thought about it a lot and talked about it with my husband and wrestled through it theologically. And now I understand that this was all about, we have to understand the context, that you were always, always the teacher who was discipling his disciples. You were teaching them moments, and you were actually verbalizing what they already thought, because they were saying, "Send her away. She keeps shouting after us." They were annoyed by her. They felt like she was not part of the commonwealth of Israel. She was a Canaanite. She was a Gentile. And so he voiced what they were thinking in order to have this object lesson. And so, Lord, I love that. You were trying to show the disciples that this is something different than what they had thought. They had thought that you had come for only Israel, to bring the kingdom back to Israel, to have this politically mighty kingdom that topples Rome, and Israel would forever have a king on the throne, and everything would be awesome, and then that would be what the Messiah did. And so you are gently teaching them that the Messiah was actually for all of humanity, including myself. And so we're so thankful for that. You marveled at her faith. And so you, in the end, did not rebuke her. You were actually praising her for her faith, because she knew who you were, and she knew that you were capable of healing her, her daughter. And she demonstrated beautiful and great faith. And we see this throughout the Gospels, that there are people outside. The Samaritan woman comes to mind, and other Gentiles and centurions and things like that who have come into the kingdom, and you're showing the disciples, hey, it's not what you're thinking. It's not about a political kingdom. It's about a different kind of kingdom, an upside down kingdom. The kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God is different than what you're imagining it. It's actually open doors for all. And so, Lord, we do pray for those who are outside the kingdom right now. We pray for our loved ones and friends who maybe don't understand that you are the way, the truth, and the life, that no one comes to the Father except through you. Lord Jesus, would you woo them to yourself? Would you help them come to the end of themselves? Lord, sometimes I've been praying for people, and I feel like they've gotten to the bottom of themselves. They're like at the bottom of the pit, and I think, okay, now they'll reach up. And then there's like the bottom drops out, and there's another low. So, Lord, we pray you bring them to the bottom of the pit, and that they, in that desperation, not that we want ill to happen to our friends and family members, but just that in that desperation, they would understand that there's no one that can rescue except you. And Lord, you are the only rescuer of me. I would not be here today if it was not for your rescue of me. And so I praise you through my own story of how great you are and how great your redemption is. Help us to live in light of that today, and to just live in this posture of praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to help the podcast, you can review it wherever you listen to it. It just helps more people find the podcast. We're doing a slow build over the past 3 years of listenership, and it's been really fun just to watch God grow that. And part of that's through reviews. So thanks in advance if you've already done one, and I hope you're having an amazing day. You are loved, my friend, and it's time. Just take a deep breath and rest in that.